emergency alert. 4-star emergency alert. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly. This is your news program that honors Jesus Christ and brings you vital news like we have here tonight. Breaking news. Lou Caverly and I told you that no patriot, man or woman, can definitively say they will take you to the camps. But we also believe that the warning Health Ranger Mike Adams gave yesterday, January 12th, is very valid. He said that the fact that all this DARPA leaking information that is coming out will incriminate Anthony Fauci, that there's going to be another side to that, the globalist reaction. And Lou, we must point out, too, that maybe many, many more millions of people are awakening than the globalists realize because of the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, by RFK Jr., that has taken the country by storm. It's the number one selling book in America. Isn't that right?
That's right. They don't want you to know that, but that's the truth.
Yes. So what we're saying is the fact that all this truth is coming out may spur the globalists to do something rather desperate and do something quickly. And so they might move quickly to try to head off some of this truth and the awakening of the masses. They may try to push the camps into action quickly. Tonight you'll hear what's there going on as they try to do this in the blue state
Washington.
Yes,
right.
Washington. I was so excited by this. It slipped my mind. Yes, exactly. But it's not really there yet, is it, Lou? Not quite. But we're going to find out more. So Mike Adams says, this is the window of time for each of us. And that's why we came on tonight with 4-star emergency alert. It's so important that you do something. Every prayer counts. Every action counts. And we say prayer and action. We want you to really go out and tell other people about our program, DividedKingdomRadio.com. At the website, they can go there and read our essays. They can go to the listening archives and hear our important January 6th program. And you can also tell others about the Stu Peters Show at Brighteon.com, BRIGHTEON.com, and also Dr. Jane Ruby. There will be a new program that she has. This is so important because today, Lou, we're thinking about what we heard yesterday at Brighteon.com, that poor man who was vaccinated, a Southerner. And Lou, just recap for the listeners a little bit what happened to him.
Well, let's see now. He just went in to get the COVID shot, and I don't remember the time frame.
Oh, it was within minutes.
That's right, it was within minutes. He began to get some kind of red spot and itching. Yes, all kinds of
And you know, remember the nurse said, oh, that's just the Moderna. She had some little cute little term for it, like it meant reaction, like that's nothing.
Yes, that's right.
But now, how does he live in his home alone? How you tell me.
Not easily, because he has...
Know what he can't do.
Well, he can't do much of anything. His skin is breaking out.
The basic thing, he can't put on clothes.
That's right.
He lives alone in a house without clothes.
Yeah, he can't get them on. It's too painful. His skin is just breaking out everywhere. It's an extremely acute kind of dermatitis.
And the doctor that he saw just folded his arms and looked at him and didn't even walk over to examine him. This is the arrogance we're dealing with. And God does not like this. So never think your prayers that God will foil the globalists' worst plans are not heard. God does hear it. And Lou will say something about that in his essay tonight. So this poor man is really in a wretched condition, just wretched. And there are others who aren't even alive. We lost another neighbor. And, of course, he and his wife had the vaccine. And in late summer, though he was 89, he was out in the Maryland summit heat, the worst heat of the whole summer. He was out mowing his lawn. I think, into his early 80s. He was still cutting down trees. So he had a lot of energy left in his body. But after this vaccine, his wife had made the statement, he seems to be slowing down. Well, we think it was a clot shot, and the ambulance came on Saturday. He couldn't get his breath, and it was goodbye. Now, God has the final control, and we thought that maybe with his type of personality, always on the go, always doing things, perhaps God used this horrible thing, this clot shot, to take him home in a merciful way, because he had a restless type of personality that wouldn't have been very happy to lie in some kind of lingering illness. But we know that God does not will this thing to be taking little children into comas and heart attacks, like the little 7-year-old boy in Wyoming. No, he doesn't. And so now we are asking you to do something, to stand up and do something, because as Mike Adams said, and we believe this is accurate, we might not always agree with him about his New Age views, but he says we are on the cusp of the camps opening and civil war. We totally agree with this, don't we?
Yes, we do. This is beyond serious. We need to reach many more listeners quickly. We implore you, for the lives of your family members, to tell 5 or 10 people about our website this week.
Yes.
Spread the word. Spread knowledge to save your own life. It's a smart thing to do.
Yes, it is. And you can help us. Each month is a challenge. We are very low financially. You can send money. Checks must be made out either to WWCR or Global Star Communications. Right at this time, we need it more for WWCR, for we have just paid Global Star Communications. So you can send checks, and you can send money orders. You could also send some cash and even some postal stamps. We're always low on those. We believe that God wants to keep us crying out just as long as we can about these COVID-vaxxed children. We do need your help. And so now I want to at least tell you that we have quickly the program venues Lou will mention. We won't take time for all the hours and days, Lou.
Yes, that's right. And it's already January 13th. Hard to believe that the new year of 2022 is really underway. Tell others to hear this program at WWCR.com and on their own shortwave. Also, you can hear us at the Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, and KSTARTalkRadio.com. Just visit their websites for program schedules.
And now, I think that, do you have a little more to say? I think maybe we're ready to move.
I was just going to remind everyone that the website is DividedKingdomRadio.com. And Elizabeth has already mentioned that we need your help, so I'll go right into presenting now the two monologues we're going to read, one by each of us. And those are both now posted at DividedKingdomRadio.com.
And that's under Breaking News.
That's right. If you look at the tab, or depending upon whether you have a computer or a smartphone, it may just have a tab across the top that says Breaking News, or you may have to go to the little menu if it's a smaller device.
And to hear our program for last week, January 6th, tell the listeners how to go to the listening archive.
Yes, just go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and look down for the words. I believe it says exactly, listening archives. Just look for the word archives, and you can't go wrong.
And the other piece of information which we must add is how to send your help to us, and that is to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And when we say that there's something gruesome coming to your gates, and we want to remain on duty just as long as we can to fight this terrible evil, I noticed in the latest local paper here, they're really revving it up with the vaccine center for those little children ages 5 to 11. And the newspaper said this, people who have concerns about vaccines can call the health department. The staff has loads of good information to share with nervous citizens. She said, yeah, we ought to be nervous because that same paper showed a picture, and I guess this is kind of retroactive now. It was from Decatur, Georgia, and there was a picture of this middle school student receiving her first coronavirus vaccination in Decatur, Georgia, where hundreds of children ages 12 to 15 received the Pfizer vaccine at the DeKalb Pediatric Center. And this was just days after it was approved for use within their age group. And see, that's sometime back now, 12 to 15. But I showed Lou, it's like a pack of vultures around their prey. Here's this little girl with long hair. She doesn't look much older than 12, maybe 13. And there are these three people, not only the Hispanic man who looks Hispanic, I think, or at least African-American. He's there, ready to put the jab in. Then there's another Hispanic woman with a mask right next to him. She's sort of holding on to the girl. And then there's another woman. She's probably white with brown hair. She's sort of scowling, and she's right next to her. You know, they were ready to grab her if the prey got away, weren't they?
Yes, I can.
They're ready to grab her.
I think that's exactly right, yes.
So now you're... we're now going in to my essay first and then yours. New Year's alert. Bioweapons 2 coming. Children recruited to murder themselves. January 8th, 2022 by Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly. Rumors are reaching us that Marburg may soon be afflicting the world population. Lo! One case has been found. Remember that my earlier COVID vaccine essay, see the series in November, December 2021 under Breaking News. Again, that is at dividedkingdomradio.com. It told of evidence of Marburg preparatory fragments put into the COVID clot shots. These would no doubt facilitate cytokine overreactions in persons during a future Marburg pandemic. But before you race for ivermectin, etc., remember this. Marburg is not a virus. It is a bacterium. So antibiotics should help defeat it. Right now, during Omicron's odyssey, cases escalating in winter USA, the following odious targeted brainwashing is going on to force our babies to succumb. Number one. In New York, there is draft legislation for schools to be able to inoculate children without anyone being notified. Certainly not parents. Number two, Mattel, no more Barbies bought by me ever, has a new doll based on Sarah Gilbert, vaccine developer, and a catchy, hideous song to promote little kids' clot shot acceptance. All this comes as Deanna Lorraine, host of a new show, Shots Fired, soon to be aired at StuPeters.com, reports breaking news statistics. 1 in 9 adolescents has suffered a serious adverse event after taking a COVID vaccine. Only 1.6% of unvaccinated adolescents even get COVID. So parents, why murder or maim your children with COVID shots?
The Kings of the Earth, Arrogance and Malevolence, January 10th, 2022, Luke Harrelly. If there is one word that describes the powers which have managed the COVID-19 outbreak, it is arrogance. They are always right, and you, if you contradict them, must always be wrong. No matter what real science reveals, no matter the obvious contradictions in that stance, no matter that any unbiased look at the statistics of the pandemic will prove them wrong. Take, for example, the feverish campaign to vaccinate teenagers and younger children. Children do not need the vaccine. Almost none of them ever develop a serious case of the coronavirus. Yet Big Pharma is determined to inject every child on Earth with their operating systems masking as vaccines. Colette Martin, a practicing nurse, states, quote, "We are potentially sacrificing our children for fear of maybe dying, getting sick of a virus with a 99% survival rate. As of now, we have more children that died from the COVID vaccine than from COVID itself," unquote.
Lou, I have to interject in your essay. Remember, they said now that there are about 19,000-something, in other words, like 20,000 deaths, VAERS was reporting. But we remember that many authorities have told us that's only 1% of the true cases. They aren't all reported. And you said to me, my gosh, that's 2 million deaths in the U.S.
That's exactly
Shocking. Right. Pick it up.
Keep that in mind. That's right. Numerous cases are being reported post-vaccination of teens and younger children dying or being seriously injured. Dr. Mark Trozzi, writing in the LifeSiteNews.com, tells of many teenagers and children harmed by the COVID vaccines. Complications after being inoculated include inflamed heart and brain, abnormal heart rhythm, diabetes, seizures, pancreatitis, Guillain-Barré, blood clotting, and death. You have never heard about these cases on TV or Facebook. The mainstream media and big tech giants are obedient minions, faithful servants to Big Pharma. The slightest criticism of the vaccines or the slightest mention of injuries and deaths they cause will get you banned from social media. Such is the stranglehold the arrogant ones have on the truth. From world governments on down, there's a frenzy to vaccinate everyone on Earth with these operating systems. President Joe Biden proclaims the benefits of inoculation and says they are totally safe and effective. Tell that to the families of dead athletes. The Prime Minister of Canada imposes draconian policies on the people. The President of France insults the unvaccinated. Australia has become a medical police state. Everyone, everywhere, must receive the vax. It is no secret why there have been no recent press conferences by the CEOs of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. They view with disdain the questions that might be asked by ethical journalists, much less ordinary citizens. They also fear that the truth will come out. At all cost, the honest facts must be hidden. World leaders and pharmaceutical executives are not acting in benign ignorance. Along with their arrogance, they display a shocking degree of malevolence. Records show that these COVID vaccines have produced over 20,400 deaths in just 1 year. The average number of deaths from other vaccines over the past 30 years is only around 300. The elites know full well what their vaccines are doing to people, yet they persist in promoting them to the entire population of the world. It seems that the dam is about to give way. More and more people are becoming aware of the frightening side effects. Many of them, unfortunately, have learned about these adverse reactions due to illness or death of a loved one or a friend. The power brokers in government and industry are losing their grip on the truth. And here we have a quote from Psalm 2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The time is coming when those responsible will pay for their deeds. And here we have a quote from Matthew 18. Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Pray that the whole truth about these vaccines, and I have that in quotation marks because they're not really vaccines, pray that the whole truth about them will come out in the near future in such a way that even the media must acknowledge that they have caused untold damage by leading people astray.
And now, Lou, here we are, Divided Kingdom reporters, back at the reviewing stand for part two of People and Events Parade, even as the old year begins to fade. The first float we see is filled with more than half a dozen chairs, two of them empty. And during this parade, Lou, a huge spotlight is turning on the time, illuminating first one person of fame or note, and then after the other. And we have audio news updates blaring out about each person in the spotlight during this broadcast to you. And those are being broadcast to the crowd. As he or she passes, by, and first, we have this first float with the two empty chairs, and on these chairs, also empty, are the two syringes, the two empty syringes lying on top of the chairs. Here is the first spotlight moving on this empty chair with the empty syringe.
Fully vaccinated Canadian senator dies shortly after a long struggle with COVID. This came from LifeSite News. Monday, November 22, 2021, by Anthony Murdoch. Dateline Sudbury, Ontario. A fully jabbed Canadian senator who died as a result of a month-long battle with COVID continued to promote the quote-unquote protection of the injections only shortly before her death. Josie Forrest Neesing, 56, who had an autoimmune condition that affected her lungs, contracted COVID last month, according to her office. She was sent home on November 14th after spending a month in the hospital battling the virus, but her condition later deteriorated before her passing last week. Despite dying due to her struggle with the virus, even though she had two full jabs, just last week her office released a statement praising the injections. Her office said, quote, Senator Forrest Neesing would like to remind all Canadians of the importance of vaccination. She remains convinced her fight would have been much different if it had not been for this protection, unquote. Forrest Neesing. Forrest Neesing's death from complications due to COVID, despite the fact that she had the jabs, comes at a time when thousands of Canadians are being fired from their jobs because they have chosen to not get the injections. Canada's federal government has mandated that all democratically elected MPs and staff must have the COVID jabs to enter the House of Commons. The House resumed sitting today. Just recently, a Canadian physician from Alberta, Dr. Chris Grodiller, talked about the ill effects he had witnessed from the injections. Dr. Grodiller said at an October rally in Edmonton, quote, I've seen strokes, I've seen Bell's palsy, I've seen a heart attack, blood clots, I've seen breathing disorders where people just cannot breathe after they've had these vaccines. And he said that in an October rally in Edmonton.
And here, the next person who is being highlighted by the empty chair, and we hear this broadcast, Bob Saget died shortly after bragging he loved taking COVID shots, Monday, January 10th, by news editors at naturalnews.com. The Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Office announced on Twitter Sunday that legendary comedian and actor Bob Saget was found dead in his hotel room at age 65. This article by Kellen McBreen was republished from Infowars.com. Earlier today, deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton Orlando Grand Lakes for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room, the Post stated. The man was identified as Robert Saget and pronounced deceased on scene. Detectives found no signs of foul play or drug use in this case. Notably, Saget admitted during a December 13th episode of his podcast, Bob Saget's Here for You, that he had received a COVID booster jab just days before. I went to the pharmacy the other day and got a booster shot, he explained. I should have gotten it in my arm, but I got it in my butt. I try not to preach. I got my booster shot. I got my booster shot the day before yesterday, Saget said towards the end of the podcast. I have to interject. Boy, we're a long way from Full House and that era of some television that was family-friendly and those little children, including a very young Candace Cameron Bure. They were part of this wholesome thing. My, we have changed. We have brought in this spirit of arrogance, arrogance that Lou read to you, God laughs about. And, you know, pride does go before a fall so many times. We remember how Herman Cain, that political figure, and we both couldn't remember his name last night, could we? We were trying to remember
that's right.
After the Tulsa rally. You see, We're all here for a short time on Earth. We have our 5 minutes of fame, and we're gone. So we'd better all be thinking about meeting that gatekeeper, that person who looks at our record of what we've done, whether we repented from the sins. At any rate, Herman Cain was at that Tulsa rally when a lot of the Trump supporters were so arrogant and they didn't need masks, they didn't need social distancing, but a lot of people got sick. And Herman had bragged. He died. He died of COVID. Now, back to the case of Bob Saget. On November 28th, the comedian posted a joke about the booster shot on Twitter. Throughout the pandemic, Saget frequently promoted the experimental mRNA shots on social media. In a February Twitter post, the Full House star insinuated the COVID vaccines would eliminate COVID by 2023. In May, the comedian talked with CBS News about vaccine hesitancy and, quote, real facts about the vaccine. A post from August declaring, "I don't want to preach," went on to ask followers to please get your vaccine today, claiming they, quote, save lives. The vaccine appeared to be a huge joke to Saget, who once jested that he gets vaccinated 5 to 6 times a day and still feels great. "We are devastated to confirm that our beloved Bob passed away," Saget's family said in a statement. 2 weeks ago, a New York Times editor died from an unexpected heart attack just one day after he received the Moderna COVID-19 booster vaccine. Meanwhile, as mainstream media ignores the data and big tech silences any dissenting viewpoints online, a report from the UK Health Security Agency reveals vaccinated people made up nearly 75% of COVID-19 deaths in Britain from December 6th to January 2nd. The world needs to be made aware of the fact that the experimental COVID jabs are killing people across the globe.
Well, apparently the blue state of Washington doesn't want the world to be aware that jabs are killing people. No, tyranny is its would-be goal. Here's a vital warning update, listeners. This attempt to bring the camps into being is not the only savage, anti-human embryo being formed. There is a microchip being formulated by the Swedish company, and I can't quite make out that name.
Disruptive is one part of it, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's ominously named Disruptive.
Subdermal.
Subdermal. That's right.
Now,
Thank you.
Might have the order of the two words reversed.
I'm not positive
about that. This was breaking news yesterday that we heard. But I think, read it again.
Yes, it's named Disruptive Subdermal.
I believe, yes, with an S on the end. I believe Disruptive is the first. Now, do you see the arrogance? They are admitting that something is going to be disrupted by this. Your whole life will be disrupted by the mRNA in your body. You'll be sick. And also, the vaccine passport, when it comes in there, if you're still alive to need it, Bob Saget isn't, our neighbor isn't alive, but if you need it, you see, then you're going to be at their beck and call, and you might be taken to the camp, as we talked about that woman in Australia who was not even afflicted with COVID. She tested negative, but she was taken and held for quite a while. And we heard that program, I believe it was December 20th, of Noise of Thunder. If you want to look for that, with Christian Pinto. He's the documentary filmmaker of some important documentaries about the Bible, including The Tares and the Wheat. That's one of them. I think that's right. And so, again, that's Noise of Thunder. I think it's December 20th.
Yes, I believe, Elizabeth, it's noisefthunderradio.com.
Radio.com, yes, noisefthunderradio.com. So you'll want to hear that because we must keep alert. Now, here in Maryland, we have heard that we're under a 30-day emergency put there by Governor Larry Hogan, and so he is now sending in the National Guard to the hospitals because of the COVID surge. So he's a more benign person, we think. After all, he and his wife, Yumi, I think, who came from South Korea, they celebrate Christmas. So I believe they must be Christians. That didn't stop him from promoting the vaccines. But we do think that he is a man who will not send us all to the camps. But we never know about these figures. We don't even know about Trump. And then you walked in. You walked in yesterday, and you said to me, well, I know you don't like me listening to Fox, but I did hear something interesting. And you heard that maybe the dark horse waiting in the presidential election, the upcoming one in 2024, is, surprise, who?
Hillary.
Hillary! I never felt that we were completely done with her. I never do feel that way. So we will see. You said she'd be about 82, I think, didn't you?
I believe she would be.
But
yes.
She's probably pretty hardy for a witch, I would think.
Well, she sounded good on the radio. She made a few comments. She got in one backhanded slap at Biden, saying something about to the effect that she hoped that things would get better at the White House. I'm paraphrasing. That's
yes.
Not what she said.
Well, and you know when I said witch, there were stories that through her family, I don't know whether it's her mother or her father, they really did have a lineage from European witchery in their family. We have to weed these things out if we're Christians. We cannot be part of this. I've told before, I mentioned in my essay about my father could not do the water witching, the dowsing, but his brother could. And I said God watched out over his own. In my mother's family, I did not know this till I started reading Amish novels about pow-pow. And this was a kind of witchcraft that kind of infests the Amish Christian people, where they do things that are really like witchcraft to stop bleeding and to promote healing. And my mother said, well, my father did that when any of us were bleeding, but he used a Bible verse. Now imagine that, the mixture of New Age, occult, witchery, satanic religion. All of this cannot be mixed into Christianity. So we are at a time when we must separate ourselves. Lou and I did not watch Hallmark Christmas movies this year. We just could not do that. We know that God will only bless us if we stay true to him. And we are the only people, except for you listeners, who finance this program. So it's up to you, month by month, whether we can stay on the air. None of those commercials. Certainly not that coronavirus commercial. None of them help us. Anything you hear before or after us. Now, let's really find out about Washington. Yes, I was so unnerved. I came to the air a little late. I was rushed, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't think of the state of Washington. But how could I forget that blue state? It's so ominous. Read it, the rest of it, Lou.
Washington State to launch strike force teams to involuntarily detain, that's in quotes, involuntarily detain anyone who isn't vaccinated. COVID internment camps already active. This was Tuesday, January 11th by Ethan Huff at Natural News. Unelected health, and that too is in quotation marks, to signify that it's not the sort of thing you and I would call health, but unelected health officials in the state of Washington have filed a bill they would deploy roving strike force bands to round up and involuntarily detain unvaccinated families. During a recent Zoom meeting, the Washington State Board of Health unveiled its proposed agenda. And this is the number of it. You might want to jot this down. And I think it appears later in the essay we're reading. It's WAC-246-100. -040.
Read it one more time, Lou.
Yes, WAC-246-100-040. So that's the proposed agenda, which would amend state law to allow residents as young as 5 to be kidnapped by the state and hauled off to Camp COVID to be cleansed from their uncleanness. The proposed revision under Washington's Communicable and Certain Other Diseases Act outlines specific, quote, procedures for isolation or quarantine, unquote, that are explicitly fascist. A local health official, quote, at his or her sole discretion, unquote, would be granted the power to, quote, issue an emergency detention order causing a person or a group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation or quarantine, unquote. The resolution further states that health officers would need to provide documentation proving that unvaccinated residents of Washington subject to detention have denied, quote, requests for medical examination, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons or animals, isolation, quarantine, and inspection, and closure of facilities, unquote, before they would be authorized to haul people off to the concentration camp, quote, unquote, showers. And this is also a quote. The amended law would also allow health officers to deploy law enforcement officials to assist with the arrest of uncompliant Washington residents, reports the Gateway Pundit. Did you ever think concentration camps would come to America? WAC 246-100-040 goes on to provision that, quote, a local health officer may invoke the powers of police officers, sheriffs, constables, and all other officers and employees of any political subdivision within the jurisdiction of the health department to enforce immediately orders given to effectuate the purposes of this section in accordance with the provisions of RCW 43.20.050. And there's another one. I won't bother to give all the numbers there. In the event of an emergency detention order, isolation and detainment of American citizens who reside in the state of Washington and who fail to comply with these dictates would be allowed for a period not to exceed 10 days. If a detained person or family still refuses to get injected during the 7-day period, then a judge may extend the forced quarantine, quote, for a period not to exceed 30 days, unquote. Ginny Streeter from the Washington State Department of Health told the Post Millennial that those hauled off to these isolation and quarantine facilities, which already exist, by the way, would, quote, be those who do not necessarily reside in a specific county, unquote, meaning that families could be hauled off hundreds of miles from their place of residence.
Shocking, Lou.
Absolutely. Further, travelers and, quote, people on vessels that have outbreaks on their ships who berth on the Washington coast, unquote, also qualify for detention at Camp COVID, meaning the provision would apply not just to Washington state residents, but also to anyone just passing through Washington who is caught in noncompliance.
And you know what's evident here? This thing isn't just happening now. This has been planned intricately, because when I hear all those very details to grab dissidents, actually, this
yes.
is what we really think the undercover motive is. But go ahead.
Yes, Elizabeth, and listen to this. Amazingly, WAC 246-100-040 was certified on October 25th, 2019, which was several months prior to when the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, was even announced.
Wow.
So you're quite right about this planning ahead. Now, going on, this was right around the time when billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates, who lives in Washington State, held his infamous Event 201 Plandemic exercise. On January 12th, the Washington State Board of Health will hold a virtual public meeting on the issue. So that's yesterday, which the public is encouraged to attend in order to provide feedback. Quote, people should be flooding their state legislators, the Washington State Board of Health, and the governor's office with emails, calls, letters, etc., in opposition to this bill, suggested one commenter at TGP. And this is Lou commenting. The fact that WEC provision 246-100-040, giving health officials police powers, was certified not in 2022, not in 2021, but in 2019, just shows the pre-planning of this tyranny. Once again, this is the arrogance I discussed in my monologue tonight. The kings of the earth.
And Lou, back to another Washington, Washington, D.C. Here is another up-to-the-minute important update. Pandemic of the vaccinated. COVID cases skyrocket at the Capitol, mostly affecting fully vaccinated individuals. This is Natural News, January 10th, 2022, by Mary Villarreal, I believe. New cases of the Wuhan coronavirus have skyrocketed at the U.S. Capitol, mostly affecting fully vaccinated individuals. A memo sent to lawmakers from Capitol physician Brian Monahan said that the seven-day average positivity rate at the Capitol rose from less than 1% to more than 13%, and daily case rates are expected to increase even more in the coming weeks as dozens of infections are discovered daily. The recent outbreak highlights the rising rate of, quote, breakthrough infections among vaccinated individuals. Related article, higher vaccination rates translate to higher COVID cases as leaky, non-sterilizing vaccines worsen the pandemic. In a letter to congressional offices, the Capitol physician advised members to shift to remote work in the meantime, as hundreds of people have already been infected. He added that congressional offices, committees, and agencies should review their operations to adopt maximal telework to reduce in-person meetings and in-office activities as much as possible. Those who insist on remaining at the Capitol will need to upgrade their masks. Monahan insisted that surgical masks, cloth face masks and gator masks must now be replaced with more protective KN95 or N95 masks. And then the article goes on to talk about the surge of cases at the Capitol, mirror what's happening throughout Washington, D.C., as the city is posting its highest infection and hospitalization rates during the pandemic. And Monahan noted that most of the cases at the Capitol are due to Omicron and Delta variants. Dr. Trevor Bedford, who studies the spread and evolution of viruses, said there are signs the variant is producing less severe infections, but the range of possibilities for the variant remains. And now we will move on.
Now, you know, Elizabeth, I'll just interject this. I believe that I had skipped an article I was going to read about Dr. Fauci's wife.
And now, well, we are now back to the parade route with the floats, the individuals being spotlighted. And so I think first let me give this one, and then you can bring in the unusual, unpublicized life of her, because first, you know, let's give these males, these arrogant males, their due. Number one has to be NIH Director Francis Collins, because we understand that the person originally scheduled to be sort of the man of the year in this parade, and that was Anthony Fauci, he was sidelined by some unfinished business at the University of Pittsburgh, seeing that all the aborted baby fetal scalps were properly attached to the rat skulls in those odious kinds of experiments he worked with the U of Pittsburgh to do along with NIH. Science must come first. So instead, we're going to have this other important figure, and that is Dr. Francis Collins, who in July 21 told the Baptist News Global, "Give God the glory, but roll up your sleeve." This was November 22nd, 2021. The headline at LifeSite News, NIH director laments COVID misinformation once dissidents, quote, brought to justice. In an interview with the Washington Post, NIH director Francis Collins said he is concerned that competing theories around COVID-19, such as the dangers associated with the virus, oh, I guess that man who's living alone and can't put on clothes and has this terrible dermatitis problem the rest of his life, that's a lie, Lou. That's
must
a lie.
Just be
he heard
imagine.
A lie.
Yeah,
and the
just
shots,
imagination.
And the shots designed to tackle it are becoming more popularly believed than information on COVID emanating from national bodies like the NIH and CDC. According to Collins, conspiracies are winning here. Truth is losing. That's a really serious indictment of the way in which our society seems to be traveling. The 71-year-old scientist, who has been at the NIH's helm for over 12 years, called for people who share what he considers misinformation online to be brought to justice. He did not specify what exactly he meant by justice. Within the U.S. Constitution, freedom of speech is a right, affording citizens the freedom to promote what they hold to be true. And so it goes on where he again reiterates this, that these people should be punished. And let me see if there's another quote here from him. He said this. That's not him. That's Albert Bourla, okay, because all of these jackals are all working together. They mentioned Fauci again, and he was caught lying about the movement of money from the NIAID to fund the dangerous gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then we get into Pfizer. Remember, Pfizer, people will disagree with Collins, but the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, he earlier in that month, and that was November 2021, referred to those who allegedly spread, quote, misinformation about the COVID jabs as criminals. They're criminals because they have literally cost millions of lives, the Pfizer executive claimed in the November 9th interview. The only thing that stands between the new way of life and the current way of life is, frankly, hesitancy to vaccinations. There's the confession. They want to bring in the Great Reset. They want to take away your private property. They want to put you under the social credit scores. They want to round you up. And now let's get to the woman.
The spotlight flashes on a woman now. They say behind every great man, there's a woman. Taking the place of the subject of Robert F. Kennedy's smash bestseller, The Real Anthony Fauci, here she is. From Great Game, India. Did you know Dr. Fauci's wife, Christine Grady, is director of bioethics at NIH on human subjects research? January 5th, 2022. Quote, I would imagine, given the size of our country and the diversity of vaccination versus not vaccination, that it likely will be more than a couple of weeks, probably by the end of January, I would think. Unquote. That's the latest prophecy on the Omicron surge from White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, a government bureaucrat since 1968. So if I do my arithmetic, what's that, 54 years? And head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, since 1984. Dr. Fauci commands a budget of more than $6 billion. Yes, that's right, with a B, $6 billion, and also holds a strategic position unknown to many Americans. Fauci's wife, Christine Grady, is director of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institutes of Health and heads the NIH section on human subjects research. Let me say that again, human subjects research. Some Americans first received that revelation last February in Michelle Ruiz's Vogue feature headline for Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Christine Grady, Love Conquers All. Back in 1983, Grady was a clinical nurse at NIH when Fauci suddenly asked her out to dinner. It was, quote, love at first sight, unquote, Fauci told Ruiz. She was intelligent, beautiful, spoke multiple languages, and she had a very wonderful bedside manner, unquote. And going on, Fauci and Grady married in 1985, and the pair now form a medical power couple, leading the fight against the coronavirus. Nice story, but it wasn't exactly love at first sight. Ruiz explained, quote, the couple met at the outset of the AIDS epidemic, with Fauci driving research at the NIAID and inviting activists to the table on scientific and medical discussions. Grady had served on President Reagan's HIV AIDS Commission, and the couple found their true bond in the government response to AIDS. Fauci predicted that AIDS would ravage the entire population. But as Michael Fumento showed in The Myth of Homosexual AIDS, that never happened. Fauci's wife earned a PhD in philosophy and bioethics from Georgetown, but she is not a medical doctor and holds no advanced degrees in biochemistry molecular biology.
We have to interject again. Here we have the Jesuit roots of many of these aspects. Remember that the CDC, the founder of the CDC, went to the Jesuit University, the research university, Marquette University. We know that Fauci had a Jesuit education. So here again, we have Georgetown, and Georgetown is the university that kept suing Alex Jones. And he said this was the left-wing arm of the CIA and the Jesuits. He made a statement, something like that. Go ahead, Lou. What's more about her?
Yes, in 1995, Grady authored The Search for an AIDS Vaccine, Ethical Issues in the Development and Testing of a Preventative AIDS Vaccine. As the back cover explains, quote, Grady explores the current wisdom concerning research with human subjects, and clinical trials are already ongoing, unquote. Those would be clinical trials of drugs. Fauci's remedy of choice for AIDS was AZT, marketed under the names Zudovudine or Retrovir. The drug has toxic effects, but in the summer of 89, Fauci announced clinical trials of AZT on pregnant mothers with HIV. As UC Berkeley molecular biologist Peter Duisberg explained in Inventing the AIDS Virus, quote, a drug that interferes with growth can lead only to physical deformities in babies developing in the womb, unquote. By all indications, nurse and bioethicist Christine Grady was sanguine about these trials, not the last of their kind to test human subjects with AZT and other powerful drugs.
I think that's enough. We get the picture of her.
That gives
we
you a
truly
good picture.
Do. And now we must move on to another big personage. This is no spotlight is big enough to reach the creator of this big subterranean evil, which is not only Luciferase, but the tyrannical Mark of the Beast type contact tracing being used by MasterCard and the COVID inoculations in Africa. He hopes that no one will complain about this tyranny coming worldwide and people will just shut their mouths forever. And that was November 12th. Bill Gates says governments must punish people for questioning mask and vaccine mandates online. This was at Natural News. So you see, the trend here is the tyrants want people to shut up, but that isn't enough. They're to be punished. At the behest of Bill Gates and his philanthropic Gavi Vaccine Alliance, the WHO is now promoting the implementation of a permanent medical police state, digital vaccine passports, and an economic Ponzi scheme that enshrines the global elite as untouchable, immunizing the elite from public criticism, accountability, and ultimately the rule of law. So Gates wants politicians to plan for future pandemics by installing medical surveillance programs and germ games that simulate the most effective ways to control people and monitor their DNA and control their genetic expression. He wants a task force greater than the one he established at the WHO, a task force that requires, quote, tens of billions of dollars in investment from all nations around the world. So you'd think this would be a priority, he smirked, predicting that next year will be where those financial allocations have to get made, including the Global Pandemic Task Force. As we watch this parade, largely from the year 2021, passing by our reviewing stand, and this will be completed next week when we have the children on the float. They're being harmed. Don't kid yourselves. We have the children on the float, and then we have the moral evils in America bringing on lots of this judgment. Now, there are two people we really extol here as we close out today, and we see the spotlight turning for them. Dr. Stella Emanuel and Lee Merritt. Mass COVID-19 vaccination campaign proves we are in an extinction-level event. Brighteon TV, this was Friday, November 12, 2021, by Arsenio Toledo. Pediatrician and Christian pastor Dr. Stella Emanuel and orthopedic surgeon and health freedom advocate Dr. Lee Merritt believe that the Wuhan coronavirus vaccination campaign aimed at children is a genocide campaign that will bring about an extinction-level event. Merritt made it clear that the COVID-19 vaccine was not created in response to the coronavirus. She called this one of the most common lies perpetuated regarding the coronavirus. Let's just be clear. This is not a vaccine in response to a virus. This was a virus or a purported virus made as an excuse to get a universal vaccine into every human on this planet. They're trying to kill billions of us. This is really at the level of human crisis. I mean, we're in an extinction level event, and we can't let these guys pull it off. Emmanuel and Merritt are concerned about how children as young as five are now being vaccinated. In late September, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said that his company's COVID-19 vaccine trials for children between the ages of 2 and 4 could have results available before the end of the year. Thank God that didn't come yet. That was me, Elizabeth. Other doctors, back to the article, have also pointed out that Pfizer has trials going on for children 6 months to 2 years old. I would expect, don't hold me to it, but perhaps early next year, in that first quarter, we might have vaccines available for those 2 to 4-year-olds, said Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison R. Wadey. But we don't know that for sure. The focus right now is 5 to 11-year-olds. And so, you see, that has been held back a little bit. Emmanuel and Merritt are still hopeful. They believe more and more people are starting to wake up to reality. It's time for people to wake up, said Merritt. We're going to have to wake up now. We've got to wake up enough people. I honestly feel like something has turned. Yeah, I believe a lot of people are waking up, said Emmanuel. People are waking up because they've moved the goalposts so many times that, I mean, people have to wake up, you know? I tell people all the time, I say, coronavirus is just a Trojan horse for gene therapy and mind control. So we see that spotlight turning on these exemplary women. They're so important. And, you know, you contrast that with now the next float has this wooden doll, this robot doll. And that is the Barbie doll that is made to exemplify Sarah Gilbert, one of the co-creators of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. She's been honored. And so we know that perhaps some other dolls are being made by Mattel, too. We have to be fair about that. But why was Sarah Gilbert picked? Bad choice, Mattel. If Western civilization survives 200 years from now, this doll will be seen as a symbol for the voodoo COVID murder doll it is, casting its spell on this population in the world that hides globalist genocide in the 7-year-old coma victim in Wyoming with the post-heart attack myocarditis problem. And those mother's words, this just proves the voodoo is working. I'm so glad he got vaccinated. There are so many sick people around. Are you going to do what the Lord has called you to do? Are you going to tell others about the truth and places they can find the truth? We urge you to pray and repent of your sins, as Lou and I do daily. And next week we have so many important things to talk to you about. There was a little 3-year-old who died after the shot. There was a 7-year-old who died 11 days after the Pfizer shot. We cannot remain silent. We were given our lives for a purpose. Will you do your part for the Lord? Good night.